From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with Root Cellar Extract. Coming up on Red Barn Radio.
It's early in the morning, it's early in the evening, not in the afternoon. Took that warning, stop fighting to believe and stop waiting for the moon. And I can change the wind, rolling like a South Dakota sky. Oh, it's early in the morning, it's early in the evening, and in the afternoon.
Red Barn Radio was brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. we're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen for supplying food each week for our guest artists and volunteers. Located on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky, Broussard's Delta Kitchen features the authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta, and live music every weekend. You'll find more information on Broussard's on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us.
Good evening, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Brad Becker, your host this evening. Red Barn Radio is now in our 17th broadcast season, and tonight is Red Barn Radio's 640th live concert performance. How about it? How about that? Tonight on our program, we present Root Cellar Extract. The consummate musicians of Root Cellar Extract play a kind of throwback country rock which embodies the rootsy soulfulness of that early California country rock sound. We've got lots of conversation, lots of music this evening with Root Cellar Extract. Welcome them to the Red Barn stage.
Steaming windshield, headlights blowing holes in my head, so I hide behind this wheel. Thoughts spinning through my head, out my mouth. Gotta win this fight, I lie with myself. Put my truck in line, I'll head it south, past a hitchhiker straight from hell. Don't know if I'm running from or headed to. Gotta drop off these memories of mine. Thought of us sticks to me like morning dew. Knowing everything changes but sign, changes but sign. When I cross the Tennessee line, look up at those rearview mirror eyes. Look at where I've been and wondering why. You had shut. You know, maybe the little words that you write are gonna leave the deepest cut. Don't know if I'm running from or headed to. Gotta drop off these memories of mine. Out of love sticks to me like morning dew. Knowing everything changes but time, changes but time. When I cross the Tennessee line, look up at those rearview mirror eyes. Look at where I've been and wondering why. Can I run rearview mirror eyes? Can I lie to rearview mirror eyes? Who's behind rearview mirror eyes?
rearview mirror eyes. Looking where I've been and wondering why. Can I run rearview mirror eyes? Get light to rearview mirror eyes. Who's behind rearview mirror eyes?
Here's Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker speaking with Root Cellar Extract. Here's Brad.
Hey, welcome listeners to Red Barn Radio. If you're just joining in with us, I'm talking now with Clyde Bailey. And Clyde, I think, as I understand it, writes the majority of the songs that you all perform together. True?
Yeah, Jim writes music for the band as well. We'll be doing one of his songs too, but yeah, right now the majority is this.
Yeah. When did you start off on your musical journey? Were you a teenager or... before that?
Back in front of the mic. Yeah, so probably mostly like everybody, you know, you get start early and young. I think I was just telling, maybe it was Josh, in my very early years, we lived in a small house. My family didn't have a whole lot of money, so my entertainment was this old 45 collection that was downstairs in the unfinished basement, and I would just spin rockabilly tunes. From like 5 or 6 years old, and that's how I first got into music, and that was the influence.
And what years were those when you were 5 or 6, just to give us some sense?
Are you trying to find out how old I am?
No, we're not age fishing. It's more like musical time period.
Yeah, that would have been the 50s.
Okay.
That would have been the 50s, that music. Yeah.
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 Were you in Cincinnati then?
Yes, I was in the Cincinnati area, but I haven't always been, but in that time I was, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Where else have you lived?
Oh, man.
Really?
You know, lived on the West Coast. I lived overseas a long time. I lived in Germany. I lived in London. I lived in India for a while.
How did you happen to travel to so many places and live so many different places?
We only have an hour tonight. I can't.
Right. Well, in a nutshell, was it your dad's job or were you drifting? Did you have work that took you to lots of different places?
Or? Probably all of those. I was drifting a while. I had work. I was in the military for a while. So that's how I initially got overseas. And then I came back and then went back over. And yeah.
In my pocket a chain. Time to let you know just what to do. Stuck around and I followed you.
Face.
in a chain. Well, time will let you know just what to do. I'll send a mystery, yeah, and I'll promise you. You think you're killing time while the koala gets you.
I said, Lord knows, no. Little round face.
What was that called again?
Mystery Lady.
Mystery Lady, yeah. Tell me, when did you write that one? Long time ago?
Yeah, it's probably 10 or 15 years ago. So there's Father Time out there, right? Uh-huh. And the song is about Father Time. I just don't happen to think that there's a man out there smart enough to be Father Time. So that's why it's called Mystery Lady.
Good.
That's what that song's about.
All right, well, that's a good message for today. I think I agree with you. That's great groove, though. Really enjoyed it.
I'm chased by the memories. Nowhere to run from the times that were over before they had begun. I went to bed sober with bonfire sparks in my eyes, and the coals died down and the lies take over, leaving that care to fade away. Is never for long. Whenever I do, it's done. I keep collecting the wet china. Oh no, forever is never for long. Whenever I do, it's done. I keep collecting the wet china. Back my gear and run. Back my gear and run. Spent all my money, drained all my heart. She drank our love away, and she blamed me for her empty bottle. She wrote a new story. She pretended not to know what to say. When the coals died down and the lies take over, leaving that care to fade away. Whenever I do, it's done. I keep collecting the wet china. Oh no, forever is never for now. Whenever I do, it's done. I keep collecting the wet china. Back my gear and run. Back my gear.
Complicates, this tangled mess I gladly leave behind.
along. Whenever I do, it's done. I keep the left and the weird in China.
Yes. The very first time that they really liked the way you write and made you feel like songwriting is something I'd really like to do in my life?
That is a really good question because I know exactly the answer. So,
oh, good. Yeah.
So it was 1987, and I was playing at this great venue at the time up in the Oregon District in Dayton called Canal Street Tavern. You probably heard of it, right? Canal Street. I was doing an open mic. And I was playing my music for the first time. You know how that goes. You're first songwriter, you go out and I play this song. And it's actually a song we're going to do tonight. So it's a song called Change. At the end of the night, this blues singer, whose name is Sharon Lane, came up and said, you know, that is one powerful little song. I'm going up to Chicago on the blues circuit, and I want to take that song with me. So yes, I do remember the first time that happened. So
it must have been really exciting.
Yeah, it's still exciting to talk about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's really cool.
Never ending, always the same. All around me, the circle so mundane. Hey, mister, could you spare me some change? Law, mister. Please spare me some change. Easy but see, straight down the line. Dreaming ain't for living, but it's getting me by. Hey mister, can you spare me some change? Mister, please spare me some change. As the rain drips on the empty child, a different reason now, but the blood still pours for miles. Hey, mister, could you spare me some change? Oh, mister, please spare me some change. Mr. Mirror,
down your lane. This life you're leading is gonna drive you insane. Hey, mister, please spare me some change. Got to give yourself some change.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Root Cellar Extract, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We are back with more from Root Cellar Extract after this break. We'll be right back. This is Red Barn Radio.
The twisted path you weave on the way that you think will be all right.